Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, with an off day for the Cubs, where are you at with the team's hierarchy of needs? Yesterday it was closer. It has been starter since Justin Steele went down, and we know that third baseman is the boogeyman position in the lineup. Where are you on this glorious Thursday morning?
Well, I am waiting and eyeing the chimneys at Clark and Addison, waiting for the white smoke to billow out to find out if Cade Horton is going to start Saturday night in New York. And if it's black smoke, I think it'll be Chris Flexen. White smoke for Cade Horton. And then I'll worry about the starting pitching. I still think that today, as I wake up this morning, and it does tend to change every day, doesn't it? There are three big things, as we know, with the Cubs. You worry about their starting rotation because of the injuries. You worry about their bullpen because of Ryan Pressly. You worry about the third base situation because Matt Shaw wasn't it. And maybe he can be again. But I do think they're probably talking about how creative and aggressive do they want to be addressing each of those issues. With the bullpen, I think you're just going to have to wait until closer to the deadline, fortify it, and try to different things. Porter Hodge may get the ninth inning. Ryan Pressly may get the eighth. That would be something I'd consider, regardless of what you may have promised him in free agency. The starting rotation, I would bring up Cade Horton, see how he does in the rotation that really needs him. We overstated how good Ben Brown was yesterday, I think. 103 pitches, he walked two leadoff hitters, and they cost him. So they need some stability there. Third base, it's a mess. It's a mess defensively. So as you try Nicky Lopez and John Birdie and Brujan and who else, I do wonder... If you're getting creative, I can't help but notice Moises Ballesteros is down at AAA Iowa. He can't play third, but can he play first? And if he can play first, can you play Michael Busch at third? Michael Busch has played 75 games at the minors at third base, and Ballesteros has played 60 at first base. It's probably not something you want to do in season, and it sounds one of those sports talk radio hypotheticals. But I don't think the alternative is much better. Anyway, I would say... I would say starting pitching, bullpen, third base.
Do we have to do that at the same time? Does Ballesteros have to play first while Bush is playing third?
Well, that gets them both in the lineup. Well,
I just think...
Unless the lefty, then they probably would both sit down.
I'm thinking about what that would look like across the diamond.
Yeah, that might be kind of funny.
David, I love the sports talk radio hypotheticals, and that is a very interesting one. You could also talk about, we could shake it up even a little bit more, and we could say have Nico go to third... and have Bush just go over to second. That's another option.
Because they've done that, yeah.
Right? So there are options. Here's the thing.
How many games has Bush played at second?
To go to baseball prospectus in a second and let you know. What's interesting is the fact that you have answers to some of these questions, David, that you nailed, right? Michael Busch, is he floundering in the field down at AAA? I doubt it. Nicky Lopez, when in the field, has played well at third base. So again, just right away, I know at the end of the day, they only scored one run yesterday.
Yes.
But I had mentioned, if you're the starting pitcher and you look over your shoulder and there's John Birdie over there at third base, does that worry you at all? Does that upset your confidence at all? It could. People are human. It could be a thing. You also, David, and you and I are in agreement on this, have Cade Horton down at like, there's your... We don't know if he's the answer, but at least he's maybe the answer. You don't know until you let him try. What else is he going to do down at AAA? He's made 10-plus starts at every level. I'm just saying, they have options to answer these questions that we all agree are questions. I think the issue is, right now, I think for this coming weekend, I think starting pitching. You're playing the Mets, so I think starting pitching, the next time you take the field, over the weekend, that's number one. And by the game, it's a 5:35 pregame, not a 6:35 pregame on Friday.
Thanks for telling me that, because sure. I could have gotten confused, seriously. I would say that it is important to sort of just keep perspective on everything that you're looking at. So it's early in the season, and you're going to have to resolve these issues. I think they need help in the bullpen. I think that bullpens change. Someone may help them that you don't expect. Things are different with bullpens. It's just, it evolves over the course of a season. Would it be great if they went out and got somebody? Yes. But to me, the priority is always going to be the starting pitching. The starting pitching has to be the priority because even with some of the guys that are currently your starters, there isn't a track record that makes you believe they're going to be able to be pitching in October. You know, we're sitting here talking in May about what you're going to need at the end of the year. We're sitting here talking in May about cashing in on insurance policies that may not still be operational by the time you get to October. So you've got to be aware of that, too. But I definitely think, above all else, they probably need a starting pitcher. They've lost the starting pitcher. They've done a good job of covering for it. But by the end of this, you probably need another starting pitcher. I think that would be my priority. I think the bullpen thing, like I said, there are different ways of improving it, different ways of getting better. That doesn't have to be going out and getting Aroldis Chapman, although I believe that's happened and worked before, so keep an eye on that.
He actually may be available.
I really feel like the third base thing should have, could have been resolved in the offseason, and it wasn't. And that's what you're going to have to kind of live with. That is the one of all else that I think you could probably live with, and given the way they've been playing, still be okay. You would like upgrades in all areas. That's unrealistic. I would go starting pitching, bullpen, and then third base in my hierarchy.
You're not wrong. I'm not wrong.
No.
Dustin's not wrong.
No.
It would be wrong to ignore any of them.
I totally agree with it. I'm just saying, if you're prioritizing, maybe that's how you do it. Yep. All right. We got to get to the show. 312-644-6767. We'll get to your phone calls. Molly and Hall on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.